Suffolk County, Long Island, and Fairfield County, Connecticut have the highest level of ozone pollution in their respective states. That's according to the American Lung Association. J.D. Allen of WSHU's Long Island News Bureau says environmentalists are concerned about a recent report from the ALA that detailed ozone pollution around the country.
The report gave grades to counties across the country on how high their ozone pollution is, and Suffolk and Fairfield counties both got Fs. Ozone, or smog as it's often called, is a combination of nitrogen and organic compounds that gets cooked up in the air during the hot summer months. Mike Sealback is with the American Lung Association. He says it's in large part due to the amount of cars and trucks on the roads like I-95 and the Long Island Expressway.
Far too many residents are being exposed to unhealthy air every single day. Exposure to high levels of ozone could actually make them sick and could land them in the emergency room.
Sealback says the region is also downwind from industrial pollutants from the Midwest. He says breathing in that smog is like getting a sunburn on your lungs. Yet Sealback says that the air quality today is overall cleaner than a decade ago, even with failing grades.
Look, a failing grade on air quality is a failing grade. It means we need to do better.
That's Adrienne Esposito. She's with the Citizens Campaign for the Environment.
We're starting to take air quality for granted, unfortunately, across Long Island. You know, what that means is that we have gotten so used to all the car pollution and all the truck pollution and all of the other pollution that we've actually just accepted it as a part of life, and that's dangerous, actually.
Esposito says counties should focus more on testing their air quality, and that all levels of government, industry, and the public should be involved to work to reduce ozone pollution. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.